The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Well, folks, last night at sundown began the holiday of Passover in the Jewish tradition, and joining us to discuss this is Claire Kaufman. She's the Northwest Regional Director of BDS Analytics, and more importantly for this segment, one of the founders of L'Or, the organization promoting cannabis awareness in the Jewish community. Is that a good way to put that, Claire?
That's right. So we are, L'Or is a 501c3 here in the state of Oregon, and we're dedicated to the issues of not only federal marijuana legalization, but also prison sentencing reform and ending the larger war on drugs.
Okay, fantastic. So I recall last year that when Passover came along, you put together a cannabis seder for people that are following the Jewish traditions. For those who are not, explain what a seder is and how cannabis fits into it.
Sure. So that's a beast of a question, but I'm going to tackle it as best I can.
Okay.
So what is Passover? So the Jewish holiday of Passover is actually the most observed holiday, more than Rosh Hashanah, more than Hanukkah, more than Yom Kippur. A larger percentage of Jews go to a Passover Seder than anything else. Okay, what is Passover? So the holiday of Passover commemorates the Jewish exodus from Egypt. So what that means is a long time ago in ancient Egypt, people always think, oh, the Jews were slaves. Well, we weren't always slaves. We actually were a very vocal and very well-respected minority. But a pharaoh came to power who perceived that as a threat, and he enslaved the Hebrews, which they were called at that time. And by the time the story of the exodus happens, you know, with Moses and the water parting and everything that sort of people know about, the Hebrews in the land of Israel had been slaves about 200 years. So the story of Passover is a ritual. So a seder is the Hebrew word for order. So the Jewish community, they were freed as slaves, and we made exodus from Egypt into the land of Israel. And to commemorate this experience of being slaves and of our liberation, over time, the ritual of the Passover Seder evolved. And so a Seder is a ritual order of doing particular things that helps us remember, if that makes sense.
It does. Okay. And that's very interesting. And of course, the interesting part here would be, how does cannabis fit into this, and how does this differ from a more traditional Seder that you would have?
That's right. So that's exactly where I'm headed. So one of the important things about Passover is that it's not only about celebrating our own redemption and our own freedom, but it's about reminding ourselves of the responsibility to fight for the freedom of all people. Okay. And in fact, the Civil Rights Seder has been around, since the 1960s. And there's all kinds of seders. There's chocolate seders. There's feminism seders. There's any kind of seder you can imagine is always kind of overlaid over the traditional story. And it arcs really well, because the story of the exodus from Egypt and the end of slavery arcs eloquently over the story of cannabis legalization and the war on drugs. Because we're really talking about a celebration of our existing freedom and remembering how lucky we are to be free, while not forgetting the road that we have ahead of ourselves to bring an end to federal prohibition and to make sure that people are not incarcerated for something that is a healing plant.
So it would seem that fits quite naturally then with this whole idea of freedom and ending our opposition and our subjugation. So that fits wonderfully. I wonder how are people in the Jewish community taking this? There's a lot of breadth, I understand, between Orthodox and more secular. And yeah. How does that fit?
Well, that's a really good question. So, to quickly backtrack, one of the other things that I think is really important about Passover is that we talk a lot about not just about being physically slaves, but what enslaves us mentally. So whether that's money, whether that's ego, whether that's perfectionism. And cannabis is in a way about freedom of consciousness, freedom of thought. And so I think it arcs in that way too. And in terms of how the Jewish community responds to this, exactly as you articulated, there's a breadth of reaction. So one of the reasons we founded Lahore and felt that we had even a mission to play is we spent our whole first year researching why the Jewish community wasn't coming out of the gate being more vocal about this issue. I mean, never mind the fact, as you know, that Israel is one of the leading medical cannabis research countries in the world, or that, you know, Ethan Edelman, for example, you know, former executive director of the BPA, is the son of a rabbi.
Yeah.
You know, or that, you know, Seth Rogen made a movie called Pineapple Express. I mean, the connections between, you know, people always say Jews and cannabis go together like bagels and lox, and that's absolutely true. But what we found as we began to create Lahore was that the rabbis were not interested in talking about this issue at all. And that's largely why the community hadn't come together around this issue. The rabbis, you know, basically said to us, there's no reason why I should touch this issue with a 10-foot pole. It's a liability for me. My donors are doctors and lawyers. You know, why bother? And so we realized that this had to come from the ground up. This had to be a movement that came from the Jewish community itself. So to circle back to your question, how is this received? Really well received in the reform and conservative and more progressive communities. And not as well received as you might imagine in the traditional communities, but they're not against it. I mean, we have received, I think, in this entire experience, maybe two negative comments, you know, which, as you know, on social media, that's really nothing.
Yeah.
So I would just say that for them, the Passover Seder is such a holy thing that bringing cannabis into it from their perspective feels diminishing, whereas we would see it as elevating the conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting from my outsider perspective on this, and I wonder, you know, what is the ratio of opposition between the problem of cannabis under our secular law, it's prohibited, versus cannabis under Jewish law? Is there anything in the Torah that refers to this or covers this issue?
Yes, there is. So, in Hebrew, the word is cannabusim, which actually appears multiple times in the Torah. So cannabis actually is part of the holy anointing oils at the temple. So, you know, Jews and cannabis have been friends for a long time. And also, you know, the Orthodox rabbis, I believe, in New York just said that cannabis is kosher. So, I also imagine that you might be interested in exactly how we use cannabis during the service.
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been to a Seder before?
I attended my first one last year in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I was delighted.
Oh, good. Okay, well, maybe you'll have to come to ours soon, maybe next year. So, I don't know if you remember, but the number four appears a lot in the Seder. Mm-hmm. There's four glasses of wine, there's four questions, there's four sons. So, you know, what we've done is we bring cannabis in during those four glasses of wine. So, you know, we do have wine for people that prefer that, but at that time we also say the blessing for cannabis.
Hmm.
So, and then we consume it together at the table. And this year's Seder is going to have about 70 people, and we've got all kinds of people. I have, you know, Christians, Jews, Muslims, drug policy activists, rabbis, priests, you know, industry people, all kinds of different people, you know, moms, dads, all kinds of different people. So I think the more diverse the group, the more compelling the event.
It's very interesting to me, and I'm also interested, you mentioned the cannabosum and the holy anointing oil of the rabbis. Is there anybody in the community, anybody, you know, I don't know if it would be a fringe group or not, that is actually going back to that tradition and using cannabis as part of an anointing oil, or is that just part of the history?
I think it's part of the history, but I do think that we're going to see, you know, just to circle in, so, you know, at BDS Analytics, I study what customers do every day. And we just did a big consumer survey.
And what we found out is that people are using cannabis for very specific reasons, whether it's for very specific physical ailments, or in this case, for example, very specific spiritual needs. And what we're discovering is that people aren't just smoking pot for fun. I mean, people do that, but it seems that more and more people are finding a role for cannabis to play in their lives. And I think spirituality and what I do with the aura is part of that. It's about that nexus, you know, between our spirit and the cannabis plant itself.
I'm so glad that the community is taking a look at this, and I'd like to see more of this from more of the faith communities trying to reintegrate cannabis. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Well, Claire, we do have to wrap things up, but I want to give our listeners a chance to learn more about this. Maybe they can look on some Facebook pages or websites that you might have for them.
That's right. So thank you for giving me that opportunity. So
on the website is Laura, and that's spelled LEOR.life. Or you can follow us on Twitter at High Minded Jews.
All right, LEOR.life or at High Minded Jews on Twitter.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me on today, Russ. It was really a pleasure. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and I will look forward in my Jewish holiday calendar in 2018 to find Passover, and I will pencil that in.
That's right. It's happening.
All right. Thank you so much, and good luck on the Seder.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.